of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Wow, that sounds good. As we go into the second hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Nothing like your voice cracking at the outset on the rejoinder. Hey, if you haven't done it, you need to go to the RBN homepage. Look for the updates. Look for the question asking you whether you have an iPad, an iPhone, an Android device. Look at the contest put on by Keller Williams Realty. Download the app and get in on the $50,000 possibility of winning that cash for yourself. The tie-in here is that John Stattmiller, who is the honcho at Republic Broadcasting Network, his wife works for Keller Williams. She's the one in the contest, but if she wins the contest, she's going to donate the money to Republic Broadcasting Network, which in turn makes us stronger. And very soon we'll be more prominent one way or the other because of all of these other mainstream corporate networks going dark. But get in on that. Download the app. Help us flex. If you don't want the app, delete it after you get done downloading it. But get in. But you'll be registered for the $50,000 sweepstakes. Can you imagine how many guns and ammo that'll buy? Can you imagine? Before we flipped over, we were talking about Connecticut and the mere fact that you never, ever give out an order in the military that you know is not going to be obeyed. Now, the government of Connecticut and the people of Connecticut, well, you know, they're not in the military, but the same principle holds true. They passed a law with the full expectation that it was going to be followed because everybody's law-abiding. Except even in the military, they will tell you, you don't have to follow a lawful order. Let's go to the phones all the way somewhere out there in one of these oceans. James in Australia, hello.
Hey there, Bill. How's it going, mate?
It's going pretty good. What can I do for you today, sir?
Oh, nothing much, man. I just called up to, you know, let you guys know, coming from a country where gun laws really, really put us in a bad place. I just want to let you guys know, don't give up. Coming from a chat window warrior member here, all the way across the Pacific in Australia. So to let you guys know, you know, don't give up. Don't let them win. They can't win, really. Don't let them win. Stay strong.
What is, in Australia right now, I know you guys have got an upswing in crime. They've got home invasions going on. They don't even know what to call them. What kind of pushback are you providing the local Australian government?
Well, there's, you know, a lot of people just turn a blind eye to it until it actually happens to them and end up in a hospital bed. And then, you know, there's an uproar saying, well, we need more police. There's always more police, right? They never get the idea in their head that, you know, it's up to us to protect ourselves. But, you know, it gets hidden from public viewing. They'll show you the crime on TV, make it all sad and dramatic, and, oh, it's bad. But they never do anything about it because they really can't. I mean, there's not enough people to actually, you know, go in there and tell them, well, we need the right to defend ourselves. I mean, in most states, you can't even carry pepper spray. I mean, I'm glad I'm in a state that I can, but that's what we're limited to over here.
That's so tragically sad. I've seen video of the piles of guns that they stacked up, and they destroyed antique with modern firearm without making any differentiation at all.
No, they just came and took them. They did not care at all. It's sad to watch that, really. It's sad. It really is sad. I mean, you know, not even from a freedom standpoint, but just from some of the history that was lost, and just, it was terrible. It'll never be back. It'll never come back. You know, they've been cut up and burnt and buried, and hopefully one day it might change. You know, if we push hard enough, we may get, you know, a bright future, but it's a steep slope.
I sincerely hope so. I look at Australia, and I get past the semantics, and I realize that Australia is a lot like America. The early settlers here of America were not wanted anywhere else, so they decided to go find another place. Australia, a little bit different circumstance, but what came out of that was this sort of really hard-nosed, self-reliant streak in the people that lived there.
Yeah, it's true. It's weird because we had a huge gun culture. We had a massive gun culture. You know, everyone shot in the weekends. Everyone had a gun. And the government just came in, changed their minds, and said, well, we don't need this after a mass shooting. You know, it was a mass shooting that did eventually cause the gun ban. But unfortunately, we did not get a sunset law like, you know, the 94 Clinton ban did. Ours was just straight up, take them off the streets and ban them, which was terrible. And it's really hard to get into it now. The laws are so strict, you know. It's extremely hard for an average citizen to get into shooting, and to just enjoy the sport of shooting is incredibly hard.
Is it? Do you have now in the UK? They consciously cook the books and reclassify certain crimes as this and that, so as not to make it look like a gun crime. Do they do that in Australia?
No, but what they do is when a gun crime does happen, it's always a criminal organization that kills many people in a populated area, you know? Like, it's always shown in a bad light. Like, it's never, which you would think would make the population go, well, don't the citizens need guns now? But it doesn't. It just keeps showing them as, oh, bad guys have guns, you know? It's always like, bad guys are using guns to do this and that. It's come to the point where the generations of kids who have not grown up with firearms now really don't like them or care about them. They just don't understand why they're there and why we need them.
Well, you know, actually for Australia, I sort of, you know, you guys sort of have the beginnings of what's happening in Mexico. Because I know now you've got the gang issues, and I mean everybody that's breaking the law is finding a gun, even if they're just graffiti vandals.
And I'm not sure if you saw that story where they raided that one farmer's house who had 300 and something odd firearms and 4.2 tons of ammunition. But
yes, I did.
He was having fun on the weekend, though. I kid you not.
James, thank you for the call. I hope
problem,
the country
man.
Comes to a collective coalescence and understands that the best one to protect themselves is going to be themselves.
Yeah, hopefully, man. Hey, Bill, another thing. We'll get the Chatwinder Warriors to send you a patch to put on that wall you have there behind you, man.
Cool. Do that.
Yeah, no problem. We will. We'll get it out to you. We'll sort it out. We'll get it all hooked up.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
All right. No problem, man. Have a good morning.
Stay safe as best you can. Cool. That's the one thing about radio. You get a call from Australia, and you get to talk to somebody about something. And you get to learn about things on the ground. In Connecticut, where they're trying to be sort of Australian, they've got a newspaper, their Hartford Courant, whatever they call it, a newspaper. And they're stating that the bottom line is that they've got to enforce the law, and the authorities should use the background check database as a way to find assault weapon purchasers who might not have registered those guns in compliance with the new law. And if they find them, then they've got to charge them with a Class D felony. They've got to go to prison for 5 years and get charged $5,000. And this would probably put a mar to a heretofore clean public record, And then they would not have the ability to, say, have a pistol permit. If you want to disobey the law, you should be prepared to face the consequences. Notice how this liberal cheerleader rag finds delight in going after people for resisting something unconstitutional. Advertisers in Connecticut and Hartford, pull your advertising. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Saying everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I find bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that out anyway.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking about the Hartford Courant, or whatever they're called. They end their little editorial with this little long, non-structured sentence. Widespread noncompliance with this major element of a law that was seen as a speedy and hopefully effective response by Connecticut to mass shootings such as the one at Sandy Hook creates a headache for the state. Now, this is indicative of a complete and total disconnect from reality. That was not a speedy and effective response to the Sandy Hook shooting. You want to know a speedy and effective response to the Sandy Hook shooting? you come out, Malloy, and you say, from here forward, any teacher that wants to carry a gun concealed, and whatever caveats you have to put with it, even though they're unconstitutional, in school, in Connecticut, may do so. And there's your speedy, effective response. Nancy Lanza jumped through all the hoops in Connecticut and obtained every gun that she owned legally. If they had been registered, that would not have stopped Adam Lanza from shooting her in the head, getting in the car, and going to Sandy Hook Elementary. That wouldn't have happened. And the whole premise behind gun registration in the first place, well, that works only if the criminals go come and register their guns too, doesn't it? Yeah. Which they're not. The Adam Lanzas and the James Holmeses and the Aaron Alexises of the world, who very often get noticed by the mental health community and are allowed to slide, there is simply no way to stop them as events carry them to where they're going to end up. You can't stop them in the preparation. You can't stop them when they start the execution. You can only stop them during the execution. That's it. Bottom line. They can pass every law they want to. Every law they want to, and it will not stop them. Registration is not going to stop them. Bans are not going to stop them. That genie is out of the bottle. Just ask James in Australia. Criminals are getting guns in Australia. They're banned. And they're a big island out in the middle of the Pacific. Somehow or other, they get guns. Somehow or other. And a criminal who looks at the law and says, big deal. He can get quite imaginative. There's no way to stop somebody from bringing something in if they want to. This was not a speedy and effective, hopefully or futilely, effort on their part, this new law they passed. It just isn't. If they arrested everybody, they don't have the prison capacity for them there. I guess the Courant would support the construction of a series of huge detention centers to incarcerate the dangerous criminals who won't do what their government is ordering them to do. The Courant, who would denigrate anybody out there that says they're going to come for us and put us in the FEMA camps, is advocating that. They want to see it happen. Criminalizing gun ownership, which is a right, leads to the kind of mindset that would put people in jail for trivialities. If the authorities in the state of Connecticut were smart, although I don't expect them to do that. If Malloy wins re-election, he'll take that as a mandate and then watch and see what happens. It'll be bad. It'll be more bad for Malloy and the government of Connecticut, and it'll be bad for law enforcement. It'll be bad for everybody. Now, I know certain people shy away from me saying this, but when you've got an entity like a newspaper that exists in a country where you have free speech and you go out and you go out and you use that free speech to advocate to imprison dissenters against an unconstitutional law, they really don't understand the concept of their freedom, do they? Because they are free to say what they want. I have worn the uniform, and if I could, I would wear the uniform again to defend their right to say what they want. But just like noncompliance with this new stupid registration law has its consequences. Well, if you're going to pour gasoline on a fire, sometimes you might get singed. Coming out of Massachusetts, Democratic Senator Ed Markey, he's decided to strike out on his own. I don't know if he's up for re-election or not. Maybe he is, maybe he is. Must not be, though. He wants to unveil a new gun control bill that he says will help reduce firearm violence. His whole supposition and presumption of this comes because he saw Skyfall. Because he's pushing smart gun technology. His bill is going to focus in part on requiring handgun technology designed to increase safety. He's also planning to call for more federal funding for gun violence research, which we have a plethora of already. The other day at Guns.com, I was asked to comment on a study that just came out from the Johns Hopkins School that is heavily and is part of some Bloomberg network, where they've come out and said that because they did away with the universal background check caveat in Missouri, that murder has gone up, gun murder has gone up by 63, which the numbers don't bear that out. What he's calling for, I mean, that we just had a study from the CDC that Obama called for. They're looking for a study to say what they want it to say. They're not looking for an unbiased study. They're not looking for fact. They're looking for agenda backing. They're looking for vindication to their talking points. He's going to outline his bill yesterday at Project Right, which promotes neighborhood stabilization and economic development in the Grove Hall neighborhood of Boston. Handgun technology, to me, sort of indicates he wants to force the smart gun or smart micro-stamping down the throats of American people. And these things are so unreliable that no local, state, or federal government agency in law enforcement is going to use them. And I reserve the right to use what they got. Period. One of the reasons I think they want smart guns, for example, is they want to have a kill switch for the smart guns. They want to be able to ride up and say, all right, we know that he has an Armatix. What's the code to disarm the Armatixes? And just disable every one of them around in some grid square or something. You know, one thing I've never heard mentioned about this, you know, we keep talking about EMP. If every gun was retrofitted with EMP, that would have to get sort of a... not EMP, with smart gun technology. That would have to get attractive for popping EMP over the country, wouldn't it? We'll be back and give some more attention to the good senator. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do
keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about Senator Ed Markey and his plan to introduce smart gun technology. And he wants to, let's see, he calls it funding. I'll call it a bribe. He wants a study out there to find out what to do to combat gun violence, which there's been many. Just since Sandy Hook, now there's been 6. But he also likes the smart gun stuff. You remember in Skyfall when James Bond falls into the Komodo dragon den over the little arched bridge, and I believe it's in Macau, is it? It's one of those Asian countries. And the smarmy Asian dude with the beard, because the evil ones always have the beard. He's down there, too, and he separates James from his Walter PPK. But Viola, because it is set up to be a smart gun with the LEDs and everything on the back of it, when he goes to kill James with his own gun, of course, that doesn't work. James is saved. The Komodo dragon eats the henchman and is joined by his brethren, Komodo dragons, and James Bond lives to fight another day. I have no idea. That's like thinking that we can take a DeLorean and turn it into a time machine because of Back to the Future. Smart guns have been the holy grail for gun designers for 50 years. And none have ever been commercially successful. And because there's no one design that seems to work, they've used various solutions. They've tried them many times. They've been based on proximity-activated RFID. The most promising, and that is a very subjective term, if you will, RFID-based tech only allows the gun to be fired if the user is wearing a special bracelet with an activation chip. And currently, it works just 90% of the time. The Armatix gun, which is the one that comes closest to being a gun, every time you run a magazine through it, it has a malfunction. And it's a 22. It fails every single magazine. And it works. When they say close proximity, read that to mean that the hand holding the gun has to have the bracelet. So forget about training on the weak side. Forget about, if you get shot in that arm or shoulder or one of the tendons or something and that hand becomes a little less than useless and you want to switch it and stay in the fight, well, before you do that, change the bracelet to your other wrist. Don't worry about getting killed while you're doing it because you won't have time to worry about it. Depending on how well that hand, that proximity works, the bad guy could get really close to you with your bracelet-wearing arm and shoot you with your smart gun. It would be nice if, I guess it would be nice. I don't think it's necessarily nice. If you had the Judge Dredd blade type. Since they're relying on movies, let's go with movies. With Judge Dredd, if you tried to use the, what do they call it, the lawgiver or the peacemaker or whatever they call it, if you pick that up and your biometric stamp is not recognized, it blows up in your hand. If you pick up, and this isn't even on a gun, it's on a sword. Pick up blade sword, he has a bunch of little blades that come out and just chop your hand up into pasta. That's if he's talking about smart gun technology. Now, if he's talking about micro stamping, that's even less mature and completely unreliable. As a matter of fact, if I were a criminal, I would want there to be micro stamping because I'd just go out to the local range with a law-abiding citizen shoot and pick up some of their micro stamped casings. Whatever caliber that was, that'd be the next kind of gun I used. I'd get that gun, I'd pull out my firing pin and take an emery board to it, scratch off the micro stamping, and then when I committed my crime, I would throw my casings that I found at the range all over the place. Then they go arrest the wrong guy. There is one possible upside to this. The Democrats in the Senate are vulnerable. And no, I'm not going to sit back and tell you. If the Republicans get it, it's all going to be rainbows and candy mountains. I'm not going to tell you that. But your most vehement anti-gunners are Democrats right now. It doesn't make me feel warm and fuzzy that the Republican responses are simply always to be on the defensive whenever they bring something up. They should be turning it around. They should be saying to the Democrats, hey, you know what? If we have to give government approval on something that's a right, it's not a right. It's a privilege. I don't think it's supposed to be a privilege. Do you, Democrats? Tolerant party? Diversity party? I don't think it's supposed to be that. Gun-grabbing party? Using that last one, of course, is sort of opaque. If Markey's bill were to come up for a vote, and this would bring gun control back to the forefront in the election year. They've already got enough problems. I don't expect it to get very far. I wish it would. But at the same time, I equally wish that somebody out there would look at senators like Lee and Cruz and say, this is the way we need to be. This is the way we need to be. Now, another thing about his proposal for smart gun technology. The gun industry, as it sits today, is a high. It employs a lot of people. It pays a lot of wages. It pays a lot of taxes. It employs a lot of people. It creates its own microeconomies wherever they set up shop. And what he is asking for in California right now, where they've knocked off certain guns because they're not going to do micro stamping, that technological part of it compared to going to smart guns is nothing. That's nothing compared to going to smart guns. If they get out there and they require that all, and that's one of the things Markey wants to see if he's using smart gun technology, all new guns have to be smart guns in New Jersey. By 2017, any new gun bought in New Jersey is supposed to be a smart gun. And that would destroy the entirety of the gun manufacturing business. Senator Markey and all of you smart gun aficionados, smart guns are a product of the movies. You can try to make them happen. Like time travel and Narnia and all of the other fantasy things and fantasy notions. I know you can sit around and say, well, you know, of course it is well-founded in physics. We just haven't come up with the right algorithms just yet. That may well and be. But by the same token, it reminds me so much of the energy issue. They want to go with green energy. Green energy will one day be pervasive. One day we will have the flux capacitor on the car. But it isn't today. Cars today burn cleaner today. Coal today is used cleaner today. We lead the planet on the resources. And we are snatching defeat from the jaws of victory on this whole energy issue. And they want to do that with the guns. They want to do that with the guns. They want to take something that is a very simple tool. And when it's in the right hands, it's a tool. When it's in the wrong hands, what would keep a bad guy from getting a gun and a bracelet? What if he wants to walk up behind me, do the knockout game, cut off my wrist, take my bracelet and my gun? I'm knocked out, I'm missing a hand, I'm missing a gun, and the smart gun technology that's going to make everybody safer is now running around in the wrong hands. I just don't know. That divorce from reality just makes me go, Now, they do point out that personalization technology would allow you to, you know, to designate authorized users who can operate the gun, and would make the gun inoperable for others. It's sort of like the new mobile phone plans offered by Sprint, the Framily. You can designate users to use the plan. And it would decrease accidental gun deaths significantly, which is pie in the sky. They're already going down, guys. They're already going down. Your manipulation of the data is beneath you. And thanks to the fact that I don't listen to everything you say and I know you're lying because I can see your lips moving, I defeat you. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale. with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. While we were on break, I took the time to go find the PDF file, and I know exactly what this is all about now. Old, that dastardly Senator Markey. He's calling this the Handgun Trigger Safety Act. I just felt like I had to do this just because I didn't know what I was talking about. And it would mandate that within 2 years of enactment, all newly manufactured handguns must be personalized. That doesn't mean having your initials laser etched on it. Ensuring that they can only be operated by authorized users. Within 3 years of enactment, let's go down the list. This would authorize grants to be administered through NIJ for further development and improvement of personalized handgun technology. Direct the Consumer Product Safety Commission, because, you know, this is a consumable good, to create a safety standard for all personalized handguns that all newly manufactured handguns will have to meet. Require that all handguns manufactured in the United States 2 years after the date of enactment of the bill be personalized handguns and comply with the CPSC standard. Require that any entity, whether an individual or business, selling a handgun, retrofit their handgun with personalization technology 3 years after the date of enactment of the bill. This means they're going to go in to all the gun shops and pull their 44-73s and find out who bought what. Now, this retrofitting would be paid for by the Asset Forfeiture Fund at the Department of Justice. Cash confiscated by the Department of Justice and proceeds from the sale of other confiscated property is deposited into this Asset Forfeiture Fund, which is used to retrofit vehicles for law enforcement purposes, pay rewards to informants in illicit drug cases, probably like Eugene Mallory in L.A. County. You know, the guy that got shot in bed that wasn't a criminal. And pay overtime, travel, and training expenses for state and local law enforcement personnel who assist the Department of Justice in forfeiture cases. That would, retrofitting every handgun in the United States with this technology would bankrupt them. It would bankrupt them. Hold gun manufacturers liable if they produce guns that do not meet the CPSC safety standard 2 years after the passage of the bill. Well, I got one acronym for you there, Marky. FOPA. You can't hold, by law, gun manufacturers liable for anybody misusing them any more than you can cars or forks or mailboxes or anything like that. This technology is not viable for deployment. If it works so smoking hot, law enforcement would be all over it right now because a lot of police officers get shot with their own gun. They would be all over that. The most viable of these guns, the Armatix IP1, is a failure because it fails on every magazine. When I run a magazine through my Glock, if I have a failure to fire, I know it's a primer. It's not the gun. It's not the magazine design. It's not the gun design. I know it's the primer in the round of ammunition. And those are few and far between. The Armatix IP1 only exists as a .22 long rifle. Is law enforcement going to be exempt from this requirement? Is the military going to be exempt from this requirement? If it's so smoking hot, and if it's so reliable, and if it's so safe, why would they be exempted from this? Of course, the real goal of this legislation is obvious. He wants to force through a law to force gun manufacturers to try to build firearms that cannot be made. And to stop the sale of all current handguns in 3 years because they simply cannot be retrofitted with a non-existent technology. Right now, somewhere in Massachusetts, Ed Markey is looking up at the sky and he's looking at a pie floating there. It's not a viable technology. It is not a viable scheme. It is a ban. This is sort of like Obamacare for guns. They want to seize control and mandate the way gun manufacturers make guns. And they won't be able to make them that way all the time because law enforcement's not going to go for it. The military's not going to go for it. Guns, at their core, are very, very simple machines, and that is the genius of the design. Getting out there and monkeying with the design, getting out there and having it rely on a power source or a bracelet or a ring or a biometric print. I've got biometric scanner on my iPhone. You want to know how often that works? It read my print. What is FOPA? Let me give you the acronym for FOPA real quick. Being asked in the chat room, what is FOPA? And quite honestly, I know what it is, but I don't know what the letters stand for. That is the Firearm Owners Protection Act. It was enacted May 19, 1986, and codified. It is a United States federal law that revised many provisions of the Gun Control Act of 1968. It basically keeps people from being, gun manufacturers from being sued, which they always want to sue the gun manufacturer. Always. Because after all, it's just another consumable good. And they should be liable. I'm going to read you the most the biggest epic fail in the first sentence of an anti-gun editorial in the history of the world ever. This coming from the Los Angeles Times. Even if you accept the notion that the Second Amendment confers an individual right to bear arms, a proposition we wish the Supreme Court had rejected, states should be able to place reasonable restrictions on that right in the interest of public safety. Perhaps the LA Times thinks there should be still separate water coolers for black and white people as well. Because what they're putting out there is that the Second Amendment, for some reason, doesn't have the same bearing as any other right in the Constitution. Now, the word notion, for example, they use the word notion to describe American gun rights instead of the word idea. The writer knows full well what notion means. It's an impulse to desire, or it's one of a whimsical kind. I have a notion for a latte. That would taste so good right now in the cold morning. At the same time, he's deploying this word to suggest that the individual right to keep and bear arms is notional, as if it exists only in your mind. Good morning, Black Tulip. Now, the rights that are in the Bill of Rights, which is a constrainment, a set of shackles on the United States government, all of which are individual, are neither whimsical nor theoretical, and they never have been. They're as real as the nose on your face. The men and women who have sacrificed their lives and sent their children to war to protect them. They are our natural, civil, and constitutionally protected rights. It's the Constitution didn't confer these to us, as in grant them to us or bestow them to us. The right to keep and bear arms, it's not a grant or privilege or we allow it. No matter how you want to ascribe their genesis, our right to protect ourselves, our families, communities, and country by force of arm exists outside, in fact, predates the Constitution. The Second Amendment was created to shield that right from government infringement. That's it. It's not there to, it doesn't grant it to us. It keeps the government off of us, which they forgot. Then he goes on to a proposition we wish the Supreme Court had rejected, as if, you know, that was a big deal, too. We'll continue this on the other side. I'm feeling sort of ornery right now just as I think about this. Let us flip into the next hour. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.